Do you ever think that maybe, just maybe, you're playing a role? Do you ever think that maybe there was a time you lived another life a long, long time ago? Well, I do. I believe that I lived in the Holy Roman Empire. I believe I lived in the time of Caesar. And my name was Focus Facius. My bride, Sleaze Bagius, and I ruled over the land, together with my right-hand man, Numnutius, and his assistant, Dildonius. We ruled the kingdom with an iron fist. And I remember I was sitting there with Sleaze Bagius. And she said to me one time, as we were watching our daughters, Vaginitis and Syphilidicus, frolic with the ladies of the harem, Gonorius and Fallatia. And Sleaze Bagius said to me, "Sire," I said, "Yes, what is it, my wife?" "Don't you ever worry about your harem. Don't you ever worry that the ladies with whom you dally will be taken by the big brawny men you have, massaging their muscles. Look there, for example. You see that man there?" I said, "Oh, you mean Jacobacchius?" She said, "No, the big one next to him." I said, "Ah, you mean Erectus?" "Yes, well, I don't worry. You see, these baggers, these men are eunuchs. I have nothing to fear from them." She said, "Eunuchs, really? How is the procedure done?" I said, "Well, come here, my sweet. We have a couple of new eunuchs ready for harem duty. I'll show you how the procedure is effected." I said, "Erectus, Hardonicus, bring the new eunuchs to me before me." And sure enough, Erectus and Hardonicus pushed several men forward. There was Square Asius and Forskinius, Hemorrhoid Acles and Smegmacles. I said, "Stand them up!" And I went outside and I got a couple of flat rocks, very flat rocks. And I said, "All right, Hardonicus, make Forskinius squat so that he is completely a sway." And so Hardonicus got on Forskinius' shoulders and forced him into a squatting position so that the target area swayed freely. I saw Sleaze Bagius turn her head. She couldn't watch. I said, "No stomach for it, eh, wench? No stomach at all. Bring me Hemorrhoid Acles." "All right, Hardonicus. Force him into the squatting position so I can have good access. Here we are. Pop!" Yes. And so the afternoon was filled with the screams of the eunuchs as they made the transition from manhood to eunuchdom. When it was over, I took a big chalice of wine, and I drank greedily, hungrily, longingly. And then I sat back down on my throne next to Sleaze Bagius. She looked at me, she said, "My God, sire, that must be very, very painful." I said, "No, it's not really. Only if you get your thumb stuck in between those two rocks, it is."